anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours, yeah. Take it all. Baby, I don't ever want it back. Through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Hundreds of campers evacuated, but so far no damage to homes from a ferocious wildfire burning in Los Angeles County, California. LA suburbs covered in smoke and ash, and there's another fire burning in Sonoma County, close to California's Bay Area.
The zone next to us, which was a half mile away, they said it mandatory evacuation. And we just said, is this close? We're getting out.
Sonny Childers self-evacuating for safety. Fire officials say winds as high as 70 miles an hour fanning the flames. Extreme heat this week stretching from the Great Lakes states to the East Coast. Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh, that could hit 99 degrees on Wednesday. More than 260 million Americans will feel temperatures above 90 degrees for days. Maryland Governor Wes Moore set to issue 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. Moore telling the Washington Post that criminal records have been used to deny housing, employment, and education for too many. He set to sign an executive order later today. This is ABC News. A somber vigil in Rochester Hills, Michigan, after a gunman took aim at a crowded splash park over the weekend, injuring two children and a pregnant woman before taking his own life.
We pray for everyone that's here locally. It's traumatizing for everyone who's local. We're traumatized by it. We weren't even directly involved, but it's part of our community.
That's Carrie Dabrowski at the vigil, and it wasn't the only shooting seen across the country. Two people killed, 14 others injured, including children, in a shooting during a Juneteenth celebration in Round Rock, Texas, Saturday night. Police are still looking for a suspect there. And in Methuen, Massachusetts, seven people were shot, two injured critically, in a shooting at a pop-up party. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay recovering from a bike accident he suffered in Connecticut last week and says his helmet saved his life. Ramsay posting pictures of his mangled helmet on social media and saying biking without one is a recipe for disaster. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Partly cloudy today, a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm, highs of around 90, southwest winds 10 to 20, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for Vernon County until 10 this morning. For tonight, lows of 70, partly cloudy, southeast winds 5 to 10. Tuesday, continued partly cloudy skies, a slight chance for a thunderstorm in the afternoon, highs of 91, and on Wednesday, highs of 83, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It is currently 74 degrees.
100.9
Monday morning. Hey, I'm Bo Henricks. That's right. Here a little earlier than usual in Fort Filney on WRCO. We're going to kick the week off on the right foot. Get that morning coffee. Here's an interesting song for you. The Fastest Rabbit Dog in Carter County Today by Tom T. Hall.
Get out the skillet, boys, some flour and grease. We're gonna have us a rabbit to eat. Blue's got a big one and he's headed this way. He's the fastest rabbit dog in Carter County.
Bye.
That's Barbara Mandrell, Fooled by a Feeling. Well, it happens to the best of us. Don't let it get you down there, Barbara. Hopefully you had yourself a nice weekend. Maybe you went out and enjoyed the rodeo or some of the festivities being held around the area this weekend. Today, though, the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 335 of Avoca and Highland would like to see you as they're going to be hosting the monthly pork supper. It's being held today from 4:30 to 7, dine in or carry out at the Avoca Village Hall. Up next, here's music from Lynn Anderson with Cry.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better if you cry. From a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's a
hot sun don't burn. No, nothing works. I'm lost without you. FM don't play. There ain't no way. Not one day, one night. I can do this life without you.
Hi, Bally. Allison Krauss with Do This Life here on WRCO. Well, the recent appearance of a rare white bison calf has excited wildlife watchers in Yellowstone National Park. Many from far and wide are keeping a close watch for the elusive animal since Montana wildlife photographer Aaron Broughton got several photos of this calf with its mother on June 4th, soon after its birth. Move over, Bigfoot. I think you got competition.
Replacement calves at lower slaughter cows steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $625 per head, heifer calves up to $270. Holstein slaughter cows range from $1 to $1.30. We had two thin dairy cows at $92, beef cow $130 to $143. Holstein and Guernsey feeder heifers sold from $130 to $134. Black 12 to 1,350-pound steers range from $144 to $150. 55 and a pair of 375-pound crossbred steers at 310. We had a package of 31 295 Holstein steer calves sell at 305. Cattle were active at last Friday's feeder sale with a smaller turnout of buyers. The number of feeder steers and heifers being offered is getting smaller as most of the offerings have already been sold. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, June 21st. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have cattle to sell. We'll come out to your farm, give you a quote on what your cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola isn't the biggest or the fanciest, but we will get the job done for you.
It's June Dairy Month. Cows have 32 teeth, all of them on the bottom. The average weight of a cow is 1,400 pounds. She eats 90 to 100 pounds of food and drinks about 35 gallons of water every day. Cows are really remarkable, and so is Wisconsin's dairy industry. It's time to honor our local dairy farm families during June Dairy Month with the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
This sports report on WRCO sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Brewers this weekend ended up taking the series against the Cincinnati Reds 2-1 with an impressive 5-4 comeback win yesterday. It was Cincinnati early on as they put up the first three runs, one in the top of the first, and then one in the top of the third and fourth. The Brewers would finally get on the board in the bottom of the fifth inning with a run, and then in the bottom of the sixth, they would come away with three. Finally, in the bottom of the seventh, they got one more insurance run, and Cincinnati would get one in the top of the eighth, but it wasn't enough as the Brewers win 5-4 over the Cincinnati Reds. Now, when it comes to the Brewers, not much time off as they are on the road today taking on L.A., and they will be taking them on with an 8:38 first pitch time, which you can hear a late game tonight on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
Some of the other sports scores from around the league. St. Louis edged out the Chicago Cubs 2-1. It was Washington 3, Miami 1. The New York Mets took down San Diego 11-6 in National League play, and Pittsburgh defeated Colorado 8-2. Over in the American League, it was Houston 4, Detroit 1. Toronto edged out Cleveland 7-6. Minnesota defeated Oakland 6-2. It was Seattle holding Texas scoreless 5-0, while Boston defeated the New York Yankees 9-3. And Minnesota topped Oakland 8-7. In interleague play, it was Tampa Bay 8, Atlanta 6. Baltimore defeated Philadelphia 8-3. The L.A. Dodgers kept Kansas City scoreless in a 3-0 win. It was San Francisco 13, the L.A. Angels 6, and Arizona defeated the Chicago White Sox 12-5. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. This sports report brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500. WRCO.
Is to see if I'm alright since you've been gone. go grab a drink?
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Your kisses have a higher power. Your body, baby, it's divine. Every time I see you smile, it's like I've seen the light. Sleeping next to you is heaven, but you already know about that. Wanna glorify every part of you so bad. Don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion, then damn, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. Yeah, I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah. I might have to worship you. Yeah, I might have to worship you. That you could turn it into wine, but girl, it feels like a miracle that you're mine. So don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion, then damn, yeah, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. Yeah, I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah. I might have to worship you. I might have to worship you. Said I might have to worship you. Don't get me wrong, I'm a God-fearing Christian man. But if you were a religion, then damn, said I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I might have to worship you. I might have to sing your praise. I might have to go to church, yeah, every single night and day. I might have to hit my knees, 'cause you laid on me like the truth, and you love me like hallelujah.
Kane Brown, Worship You. Before that, we heard from Terry Clark and Ashley McBride with Better Things to Do. As you're setting out to do whatever it is you have planned today, a couple quick travel notes. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, Richland County Highway I will remain closed through Thursday, June 20th, for culvert replacement. This closure is from County Highway II to Highway 58. And the road is impassable from Hawkins Creek Road to Z. Scott Hill Road. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation closed part of Highway 12 near Wisconsin Dells for construction through mid-July. The roads closed from the northern Sauk County line down to Highway 13 on the northwestern side of Wisconsin Dells. Detours include Highway 13 and the interstate to get around the construction zone. Until further notice, County Highway BB in Richland County is closed through traffic. BB is located in Buena Vista Township in Section 6 and 7. It will remain closed through traffic between County Highway B and BA for the purpose of road construction. All emergency services will continue to have access during the duration of the project. Again, I am Bo Henricks. If you think Phil Nee sounds a bit younger and extra handsome this morning, well, that's because it's me. I'm Bo Henricks. If you're not familiar, I'm known for this. It's 74 degrees as we hear from Red Sovine and Johnny Bond. Here's the story of the Gear Jammer and the Hobo.
The highways that wind and wander across this lonesome land sure can get weary sometimes, especially when you get a flat on the old easy. I was barreling down old 77 one day, and I just passed a hobo who'd given me the thumb, and I gave him the thumb back and kept going. And wouldn't you know it, about a quarter of a mile further, I pulled up on the shoulder with a flat on the right rear. And as I stood there looking at it, shaking my head, uttering some profane syllables, the hobo walked up and said to me,
"Have a flat?"
"No, thanks, I got one."
"It ain't too bad, it's only flat on the bottom."
Oh, brother, you could tell this guy'd been out of circulation for a long time.
"What you gonna do about it?"
"Well, I was just gonna look for a man to help me fix it."
"Good, I'll help you look for him."
"How about you?"
"Yeah, how about me?"
"Well, I mean, how about you giving me a hand?"
"Oh, I'd like to help you, buddy, but I'm too light for heavy work and too heavy for light work."
"And too lazy."
"Well, that might fit in there someplace."
"Well, thanks a lot. I'll fix it myself."
"And I'll supervise the job. Say, old buddy, how about giving me a dime for a piece of cake?"
"Well, if that don't beat all, and it's cake you want."
"Well, today's my birthday."
"All right, help me fix this flat and I'll buy you a full dinner."
"Okay, you got a deal, but let me see the menu first."
"Look, Buster, you know hard work won't kill you."
"I don't know. I lost several wives that way."
"Come on now, you look strong enough to work."
"And you look handsome enough to be a movie star, but I see you're pushing this old diesel."
Surely you must have done some work."
"Oh yeah, I work now and then."
"What do you do?"
"This and that."
"Whereabouts?"
"Here and there."
"I see.
Now, when you gonna give me that dime?"
"Sooner or later."
"You can kid me if you wanna, but I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't change places with a guy that had $1 million.
"Yeah, how about 5 million?
"Not even 5 million.
"How about 10 million?
"Not even, well, nah, that's different. You're talking real dough."
"Now, look here, you no good, mangy, knock-kneed, bow-legged, ball-headed, two-bit hobo."
"Who are you calling bow-legged?"
"Now, look, you're going to help me fix this flat or I'm going to break your..."
"Careful, chum, you'll bend the soup."
"Now, for the last time, are you or ain't you?"
"You get so excited. Okay, I'll help you. Let me take a look at that tire." "Just as I thought. That ain't no blowout, just a slow leak. Hand me that tire pump."
And friends, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. That tramp took that pump and with one hand, mind you, pumped that big tire full of air in no time.
"Well, what do you know? No flat."
"Partner, I want to thank you. Hop in the cab and the next stop we make, I'll buy you the biggest steak and the best cake they've got in the house."
"Sounds like a winner."
"Just one thing, though. I noticed you only used one hand on that tire pump. How come?"
"Oh, I don't know, except this arm's broke."
"Broke?"
"Just a little bit."
"Oh, I'm sorry, old buddy. How did it happen?"
"Well, it was like this. I got a hold of this copy of the Playboy magazine."
"Yeah."
"And I thought it was a Sears and Roebuck catalog."
"Go on."
"And I broke my arm filling out order blanks."
"Oh, no. Come on. Let's hit the road."
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Another state is restricting dairy animals going to the fair. I'm Larry Lee with agribusiness news on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. Minnesota's Board of Animal Health will now require lactating dairy cattle to have a recent negative H5N1 test before going to fairs and exhibitions. The order takes effect tomorrow. Show cattle must have both a negative H5N1 test result and a certificate of veterinary inspection. Minnesota's order is nearly identical to the Wisconsin order that starts Wednesday. Testing is available to producers at no cost through USDA's APHIS through the NALM laboratories. The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago is encouraged by the latest data on inflation. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the Iowa Farm Bureau Economic Summit.
Summit keynote speaker Austin Goolsbee with the Chicago Fed took part in the Federal Reserve's open market meeting this week and says something unusual occurred.
The inflation number came out in the middle of our meeting. And actually, this number is just 1 month, but it was very good.
He says the inflation rate fell below the Federal Reserve target of 2%.
At the same time, I always say 1 month is no months. You got to have more months than that. But my feeling coming out of the meeting was a little bit relief.
But Goolsbee points out inflation has been sticky, rising in the first quarter of this year after falling the last 6 months of 2023. In Ankeny, Iowa, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
It's a big year for elections around the globe, and a trade expert with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it could have significant implications on trade relationships with the U.S. Kent Backus tells Brownfield, while Mexico's recent election was historic,
I don't have a lot of hope for things turning around in the short run.
He says he's also watching the July 4th election in the United Kingdom.
Regardless of political positions, they're going to need to seek out trade agreements. They're going to need to secure stronger economic ties. At NCBA, we've really tried to build a lot of relationships with Conservative Party members, with Labor Party members. We think there's great opportunities there.
The U.S. presidential elections are coming up in November, and he says both presumptive candidates have been talking a lot about tariffs.
We have to be very, very careful about the long-term effects of that. Agriculture is the immediate target for retaliation.
Backus says the goal should be to make trade as boring and predictable as possible. Turkey hatchery numbers for May were down sharply on the year as producers continued their efforts to improve profitability. USDA says the number of eggs in incubation at the start of June fell 16% from a year ago. Number of poults hatched during May down 8%. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
A relatively quiet Friday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was slow for the most part Friday following the active day on Thursday. Deals for the week were up mostly $186 live in the south, a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north were up mostly $305 to $306, $4 to $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In Oklahoma last week, feeder steers over 800 pounds, $4 to $8 $2 higher. Feeder steers under 800 pounds were $2 to $5 lower. Steer calves were $3 to $4 higher. Feeder heifers were $3 to $5 higher. Heifer calves were steady to $4 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 645 pounds, brought $261 to $315. Feeder steer, 700 to 743 pounds, brought $210 to $278. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 601 to 647 pounds, brought $220 to $267. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.50 at $319.81. Select up $3.80 at $303.05. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Friday, trying to bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively solid on the global market, helping provide some price support, but heavier hog weights and ample supplies of market-ready hogs means there is plenty of pork available. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 74 cents higher with a weighted average of 87.61. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 86.30. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 88.07. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 4.33 at 101.35. Bellies, butts, loins, and ribs were all sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 456,000 head. That's down 10,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher on the week's direct business and higher midday box beef on Friday. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade with stronger cash and wholesale business at midday. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Direct cash cattle business was quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are lower, keeping an eye on near-term development weather. July beans are down 9 3/4, 11.79 3/4. August was a dime lower at 11.68 1/4. July corn was down 8.5 at 450, and September was 6.5 lower at 457. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply on the week's direct business and the higher midday move in beef. August live is up 367 at 183.17. October was 315 higher at 184.85. August feeders are up 450 at 261.97. And on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork, July hogs are up 87 cents at 93.65. August lean was $1.85 higher at 90.45. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
What's better than a day on the golf course? How about a day at the golf course supporting Wisconsin soybean farmers? Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association as they host the inaugural Clean Fuels Soybean Classic in partnership with Clean Fuels Alliance America on Monday, July 29th at the Evansville Golf Club. For more information or to register a team, visit wisoybean.org/WSA. Support Clean Fuels and the Wisconsin Soybean Association during the inaugural WSA Clean Fuels Soybean Classic, July 29th in Evansville.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Young and beginning farmers want a piece of the next farm bill. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Young and beginning farmers are hoping to catch a break with a new farm bill. Witnesses at a recent Senate Ag Subcommittee hearing suggested the current farm program tends to favor long-time farmers. Witness Kevin Lusher is a Florida dairy farmer and chair of the American Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee.
The future of American dairy farming depends on the investment in the next generation. By increasing access to credit and enhancing risk management programs, we can ensure that the next generations of farmers have the tools and resources we need to thrive.
Minnesota beginning farmer Tessa Parks told senators that a farm bill that helps beginning farmers helps everyone.
The right farm bill is not only one that establishes a sound foundation for beginning farmers like me, but for all of our rural, suburban, and urban neighbors, one that improves the farm safety net, takes climate change head on, and that ensures food and nutrition security for all.
Minnesota Senator Tina Smith, the subcommittee chair, said current farm policy falls short for young and beginning farmers.
This, in a nutshell, is why we need to invest in the next generation of farmers so that this country's agriculture sector continues to work. This is a matter of national security, of food security, and the strength and vitality of rural America.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
More Fairtime testing for dairy cattle. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Minnesota's Board of Animal Health will now require lactating dairy cattle to have a recent negative H5N1 test before going to fairs and exhibitions. The order takes effect tomorrow on the 18th. The show cattle must have both a negative H5N1 test result and a certificate of veterinary inspection. A veterinarian must oversee or collect samples from each animal traveling to an exhibition within 7 days before arriving at the event. The samples must be sent to the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, and once the negative result is received, it can move within Minnesota for 10 days from the sample collection date to locations specified on the CVI. Minnesota's order is nearly identical to the Wisconsin order, which takes effect on Wednesday, but Wisconsin will expire 60 days after the last detection of H5N1 in the U.S., where Minnesota's will expire December 31st. Testing is available for free through USDA. The dairy industry is celebrating the 100th anniversary of safer dairy and milk products. Jessica Castle with the St. Louis Dairy Council says the Grade A pasteurized milk ordinance began in 1924 as the standard milk ordinance. The ordinance was developed by the U.S. Public Health Service and set regulations related to milk safety. Before development, milk products were responsible for about 25% of all disease outbreaks linked to food and contaminated water. Today, that number is less than 1%. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry weighed down a penny to 47 cents with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1.25 at 197 for sales there. Barrels went down 0.25% to 202 with two sales. Butter unchanged at 309, but no sales. Not that dry milk unchanged at 119.25, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
It's 7 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Partly cloudy skies today, but hot, hot, hot. Well, not super hot, but a hot. Highs of around 90. Severe thunderstorm watch actually in effect for Vernon County until 10 this morning, so keep an eye out there. Slight chance for some showers or thunderstorms, though, to continue through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows only down to 70. Even right now, it's 74 degrees. We'll have more in weather in just a few minutes, but heading back to a few tunes before that 6 o'clock hour. Here's Webb Pierce, I Ain't Never.
Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds those feed and supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a very busy week of weather shaping up across the upper Midwest this week, with hot, humid air surging in from the south, combining with stationary fronts running from the central plains up through the upper Midwest, and some strong winds aloft. This will spark numerous rounds of showers and thunderstorms. The brunt of them today, though, going north of us, running from parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, northwest Iowa, right up through central and northern Wisconsin by midday. Some of this may produce some very heavy rainfall, a couple inches possible up that way. Around here, just a slight chance of a shower. Same thing for tomorrow. Definitely take it easy, though. The heat index will be climbing up into the mid-90s at least. Be sure to drink some extra water, stay in the air conditioning and shade when you can, and take frequent breaks from heavy activity. Now, we do have a better chance of widespread rain around here going into Wednesday as a cold front slides through the area. And behind that, just another system coming in Thursday and Friday, some more rain likely at times, and that may stick around for Saturday as well. Just a very wet pattern. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. High near 90. With a south to southwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, low 70. Tomorrow, continued partly cloudy, breezy, hot and humid. Slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high up to 91, south wind 15 to 25. There's a 40% chance of thunderstorms Tuesday night, low at 72. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high 83. Thursday, mostly cloudy, another day with off and on showers and thunderstorms, high 83. Friday, 40% chance of spotty showers and storms, high 85. Rain and storms on Saturday, high 80. Drying out Sunday and cooler. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution,